The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, fellow practitioners. Good to be here with you. I asked the tech team to put up in the chat that I do offer practice discussions, and if you're interested, you can contact me about that. And I also wanted to thank you for your comments, which have been very helpful. So, today we will gently lean into the factor of Nirodha, which is usually translated as cessation. When we're about to become an arahant, Nirodha means that we have completely stopped greed, hate, and delusion. But as I've been trying to demonstrate this week, it's really possible to even to take on these very advanced practices as beginners, because there's a whole spectrum of ways in which we can do it. So yesterday, we explored gently letting unwholesome tendencies fade away. That was Viraga. And then Tuesday, we explored protecting our minds by a cozy seclusion from distractions while meditating. So today we'll experiment with stopping. I think it's important to remember that we're not glued to our unwholesome forces. And it's really good to know that as long as I'm mindful, I'm going to be okay. Because then we can, you know, be present with full awareness in the moment, and we see when something unwholesome starts to arise, and we can say, no, stop, enough. So the work for the meditation this morning is not work. It should be more like tasting. We'll try to savor those moments, whether they're just very brief glimpses or they last for a few seconds, or maybe if you're really advanced, a few minutes, when the mind is quiet and undistracted, steady, and we're just here with our lived experience in this moment. So with that as an introduction, the invitation is to assume your meditation posture. And since we're on the theme of stopping today, I'm going to make a suggestion, but you don't at all have to follow it. But if you'd like to, it can be difficult for some people, but see if you can get through this whole half hour of meditation without moving once you've decided on the posture that you want to meditate in. So it's fine now to take a few moments to, you know, see which way is up and see which way is down. And in the way that's down, get in touch with the center of the earth, which is holding on to us really nicely. And then as the meditation evolves, we'll do our best to let go of thinking, stopping thinking. And when we manage to do that for just an instant, we can celebrate. It's fine if you feel joyful, if you have a moment of peace. So closing the eyes and visualizing your posture so that the main centers of the body are in good alignment, the hara, or otherwise known as the dantian, the belly, as the foundational center. And then the heart chakra, resting vertically above that, and in balance with the belly and the heart center, the head center. I take a long, deep inhale, followed by a long, peaceful exhale, noticing the transition spaces. And again, it's always nice for me anyway, in my meditations, I like to begin with at least a brief minute of metta meditation to sort of create an atmosphere which has the flavor of kindness, because I know how important it is to be kind to myself, to not be judgmental, like thinking I'm not a good meditator, or even worse, that I don't even have the right to attempt anything like awakening. So give yourself a moment to see if you can be aware of the whole body altogether breathing. And at the same time, shower this precious body and mind, which is all we've got right now, with love and kindness and acceptance. We don't have to be any different than who we are to be on this path. May the heart be open. And may we have the wisdom to greet each moment with friendliness. Not needing to turn away from anything or judge anything. Knowing that it really is okay to be who we are, with all our foibles. Because we're human. So with our best friend, Sati, mindfulness, awareness, as our protector, we make sure that she is right in front of us, meaning that she is our highest priority. I kind of like that in Pali, Sati is feminine. She's a great ally. So do your very, very best for the rest of this meditation period to keep her established within you. Mindfulness of the body. This body. Mindful of breathing. Connecting with the whole cycle of the breath. Mindful of Vedana, the feeling tone of our present moment experience, whether it's pleasant experience or an unpleasant, or we're not sure which it is. And when we've connected to the feeling tone of our lived experience, we invite rasa, which is the Pali and Sanskrit word for taste. We taste those feeling tones. We taste our lived experience. And with our awareness of tasting, we have some insight into our state of mind. Now we invite Sati, our awareness, to be aware of our mind state, of the mind in this moment, just knowing it. We don't have to change it or fix it, but it is very helpful to be aware of it. Mindfulness of the mind. Now that we have put in place the first three of the satipatthanas, awareness of the body, awareness of feelings, awareness of mind state, we can now invite our awareness to include dhammas. And dhammas are like mental objects. For example, the five hindrances. If that's meaningful for you, you might do a little checklist. See if any of those are present. Or the seven factors of awakening. Etc. One way of evoking satipatthana of mind objects that we could do this week is to consider viveka, seclusion from distractions. How's that going? We could investigate the mind object of viraga, dispassion fading away. How are we doing with viraga? Letting unwholesome qualities just fade away. And then Nirodha, cessation, stopping our tendencies to want to be anywhere else except in this moment. Keep practicing like this. And if these instructions sound like Greek to you, don't bother with them. Just do your practice the way you usually do it. That's fine. And if the mind should have jumped onto a thought train or a pleasure boat or a unpleasant adventure, this is the time to say, time out. Just take a pause from those distracting thoughts. The beauty and the fullness of the breath. The gratitude for being alive. That's plenty. And in the last few minutes of this meditation, let's take our state of mind, our loving heart, any kind of peace we may have garnered from not indulging thoughts, and offering that peace by radiating it out. So just imagine yourself as a candle, and you're able to radiate in all directions, the front, the right, to the back, the left, above, and below. A sphere of peacefulness rippling outwards from your heart into the universe. Now, at the end of our practice, let's share the benefits of this beautiful path with all beings everywhere. May all beings be safe from harm. May all beings be easy and contented. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free. Thank you for your practice.